Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the hottest blog talk show. It's called The Barbershop. This is your boy, your host, Deacon Chauncey Owens, coming to you live from The Barbershop on, what's this, March the 20th, oh, wait, I got to forgive it, 2016. It's been a long, blessed day, a long weekend, but, you know, we still here, we still standing by the grace of God and His mercy. I want to welcome you all on the internet that's all that called in. From the bottom of my heart, we thank you for your love and support. And we just want to tell you we love you. You know, we are the hottest blog talk show for you. We do take out one Sunday out of the month to have ladies' night, so we haven't forgot you ladies. But we still coming to you, so just keep your ears and eyes open. And feel free to call in, even though it's the barbershop for the men. We want you to also chime in, too. That way, it might be some stuff that we talk about that you're going through in a relationship with your son, your husband, your boyfriend, your fiance, or whoever that male is in your life. As we always do before we get started, we can always give God the glory and the praise, because without Him, we're nothing. And again, I thank God for this this assignment, the barbershop. As you know, this is going on a year now that we've been doing the barbershop. And we kind of took lost focus at the end of last year, took like 2 months off. But knowing that when God gives you assignment to do, you can't let nothing, no one interrupt that assignment God gives you to do, you know, with just business, you know. His business come first. And I'm starting to realize, you know, as long as I do God's business, He'll take care of my business. Being said, we always, like we said, we always do, we start off with a prayer, then we do a scripture, and then we go in, we dig into the topic. And the topic today was it me or Satan make me do it? Was it me or Satan make me do it? This can go for me and Aaron. You know, we'll get into that after we go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, humble as we know how. We give you our glory and praise. Without you, we're not. You give us an opportunity to get it right in your eyes, get our relationship right with you, build our relationship with our brothers and sisters. God, we thank you for the activity of our men. We thank you for the roof of our head, clothes on our back, food on the table. God, because we know someone out there right now don't have no place to stay, no food to eat. They live in a car or behind a freeze, don't have a job, God, but we're so grateful for the small things you gave us. God, we ask you to touch the ones who are homeless, the ones who are on the floor, the ones who's just laying up on the bridges or in the woods in a tent, God. Even ask you to bless the ones that's in the prison cell, me and Edwin and young kids. That's in juvenile delinquency, God. We're asking you to strengthen all men at the sound of my voice, God. All men that's listening to the show, even women, God. We're asking you to bless their house right now. We're asking you to bless their finances. We're asking you to heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Being said, God, you don't owe us nothing. We owe you because you died on the cross for us, for our sins. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Our scripture coming from 2 Samuel 22, verse 33 and 34. God is my strength and power, and He makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on high places. I want to read something by Philip Brooks. Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men. Do not pray for a task equal to your powers. Pray for powers to equal your task. Then doing of your work, shall be no miracle, but you shall be a miracle. That's from Philip Brooks. Again, good evening. This is your boy, your host, Deacon Chance Odom, live from the barber shop. And I would like to say hello to my co-host, Katrina. Pastor Jerome Pittman is going to be joining us soon. But again, we welcome all that's called in, even the ones that's on the internet that's listening. Katrina, you have anything to say to our family and friends out here today?
Yes, just thanking God for another day and just wanting to tell everybody to be encouraged and don't give up. Continue to hang in there and hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. Well, as you know, the topic is, was it me or Satan make me do it? You know, sometimes instead of us taking full responsibility, we always want to blame it on the devil. You know, he does his part. Sometimes we put ourselves in a position to do wrong. It's always not him all the time, but sometimes we have to take responsibility and accept the consequences when we do things knowing that it's wrong. You know, the Holy Spirit will let you know if it's wrong or right. But if you tend to do it and you know it's wrong, then that's on you. And we give Satan too much credit. You know, he's going to do his part. He don't need us to give him the power and strength to do it, because he's going to do it anyway. That's what he came to do, seek, kill, and destroy. And, you know, as men, we need to stand up and help one another, even with our sisters out there. You know, we ask you. You know, it's like we pray that women link arms as well, you know, stop bashing each other when they're going through just as well as men. So we're asking everyone out there, like Katrina said, to be encouraged. You know, when you're going through, find a friend, someone you can trust and pray together. Find your prayer partner or go in your prayer closet. So, our pastor has been teaching an awesome series, getting our emotions in check. And that's one of the things we have to do. It goes with, was it me or Satan make me do it? You know, you have choices. You have choices whether you want to do right. You have choices whether you want to do wrong. And if you make that choice to do wrong, then you can't blame nobody but yourself. You know, like I said, Satan, he puts people in our life to keep us off track, to, you know, keep us away from God. We understand that. But the thing is, we can't keep giving Satan the credit. You know, like I said, sometimes we put ourselves in that situation. But Trina, what you have to say about this topic? Was it me or did Satan make me do it?
Well, like you were saying, we do have choices. A lot of times we have it already made up in our mind that we're going to do that particular thing. And when we do it, you know, sometimes we're quick to say, well, the devil made me do it. No. Remember, you put this together yourself, so, you know, we're going to have to stand up and take, you know, be held accountable for that, because that's what we chose to do. You know, sometimes we do fall into temptation, and it's best to avoid the trouble, because we should be at a point where, well, some of us, you know, we can recognize the enemy and recognize the trap, you know what I'm saying, that he's trying to set. So that way, you know, we can avoid this. Because we can recognize him. But sometimes we just fall into it, and then next thing you know, it's done happened. But when it does happen, we do serve a forgiving God. Go to God, Lord, forgive me, please help me not to do this again. And we just pick ourselves up, and we just keep it moving. So next time that same thing come back around, we'll know. And that we sure, because we know the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But we got to be on our P's and Q's, because, like I said, stuff out there is stuff lies around every corner. But that don't mean that we have to go into it. A lot of times we do it just because we want to do it.
I mean,
we have a choice.
We sure do. And that's another thing that, you know, as me, you know, we tend to do that a lot. And I just think, and I stay on this so much, about if us men were to link arms and stand up, there's a lot of this stuff that goes on this earth, God will come down and change. But, you know, we dropped the ball. We dropped the ball every day. You know, mm-hmm. you got young men killing each other over senseless things. Not saying that women don't kill, but it's sad that our young men are dying over senseless stuff. You know, it's amazing that we can sit here and do all this fussing and fussing and fussing. And then if it ain't close to home, you don't care. But then when it get close to home, then you ready for everybody to come to support you. And when you stand up, but when it's not in your neighborhood or it's a neighbor's child, you tend not to do anything. And it's sad that us men will stand around and look. But you got more women that's standing out here protesting, doing this. It's about praying and fasting. You know, to me, my opinion, if I think of, you know, just like the Million Man March, this just stays on my heart every time I do this show. Just, I could, you know, just imagine the old million men were saved, standing in D.C., in front of the White House, with real ministers, no fake phony prophets, you know, but we have fake prophets out there. We have fake preachers that's out there just for the money, not thinking about mm-hmm. people's souls. But, you know, just imagine if everybody who was there and said they were saved were truly saved, and those men got out there praying, shouting, and then been fasting all week long, and then go to this Million Man March, and all of a sudden they get stopped praying. I think God would have came down and just showed himself worthy throughout all those meetings. But it's not, it's still possible. It can happen. You know, but it's mm-hmm. not but a few men that can link the arms together. You know, go somewhere we can sit in a parking lot before we go eat, pray, and let people see that there's men out there that cares about what goes on. It's not going to sit back and let the government do this, the school system do this, the police force do this, and, you know, you got, you know, things that's going on, and young kids killing each other. You know, we need the men to step up. And all this ties in, was it me or the Satan? Just like little young kids killing each other. You know, their mind is the Satan playground. But they really don't have no one to encourage them, no one to really sit down and talk with them and let them see what life is all about. You know, they see it in their household. Their father go in and out of jail. They get mad. They do the same thing their dad did, in and out of jail. You know, their mom might be in and out of jail. That's that lifestyle they don't think. Don't think, you know, women ain't out here slinging dope and doing stuff. They out there. You got some big-time women that's dope dealers, too, that's doing stuff just as well as men, too, but they don't get caught. You mm-hmm. don't see it.
That's right.
And like I said, this topic is for everybody. You know, we all tend to blame Satan, but like we said, we have a choice to go to the right, go to the left, or follow that straight path, which is God. And don't get me wrong, we make mistakes, yeah. But do you have to keep making the same mistake over and over and over, over again? And, you know, sometimes we're going to have to deny ourselves in order to let God have his way. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, well, that series that my pastor preached, getting your emotions to check, I wish y'all can be there to hear this. I mean, it's powerful. It makes you evaluate yourself. You know, one of the major emotions is anger. And that's what up under this radio, was it me or did Satan make me do it? You know, when you do something, you do it out of anger. How often do we do stuff out of love to help somebody? You know, just like my pastor said, how many people in the grave because of anger, because of one decision, one mistake? But we tend to want to blame it on somebody else or blame it on the devil and don't want to take the full responsibility of ourselves. We made that decision. We went right when God told us to keep straight. We went left, he told us to stay straight. But we did what we wanted to do then when it's all said and done. Then we want to run to him, like he said, asking for forgiveness when the Holy Spirit, God had already said, don't go that way. But we tend to blame it on somebody else, or we blame it on the devil. And, you know, the devil know our weakness. He used that to play with our mind. He get us to the point where we want to turn against each other, family against family, you know, husband against the wife, wife against the husband, boyfriend against, you know, that's what he do. If we start giving him the so-called power, letting him get in our mind and do what we do, you know, a lot of stuff will change. But it still goes back to when God created man. He gave us authority over the earth, the land, but we dropped the ball. But I keep expressing to the men, we still have time to get it right. Women, we still have time to get it right. We all have time to get it right with God. He's given us that opportunity, but we still falling. We're not picking each other up. We're not encouraging one another. But we're too busy bashing, or we get jealous, or that's envy, that's strife. All this stuff right here is not of God. That's nothing but the devil. And, you know, until we recognize that the enemy is doing what he's going to do, then we all need to link arms together. You know, it's just like when you tell your testimony. Who knows what your testimony is until you open up your mouth? Because our testimony is not for us, it's for someone else, because someone going through the same thing that we went. And that's when we really have to express ourselves. We really have to open up. We really have to tell our testimony. But it goes back to the men, you know. You want to blame it on everybody else. You know, us as men, we have to take full responsibility of our own actions. Stop blaming you. Well, the devil made me do it. I was drunk and I was making excuses. You already know when you drink too much, you already know you're going to pass out. Or you're going to get drunk and don't know no better. And then you want to go do something and thinking you can do it. You know, it's just like when you want to get high, you thinking you can fly, you think you can do this. And you are all that stuff right there is the devil. And he know what he can do. He get alcohol and that liquor and all that weed and drugs, cocaine and all that, having you thinking you can do this, do this, do this, do this. Then when it's all said and done, you wake up. If you wake up or you have an OD, then you got to the same place you again. And like we said, then you go to God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Then that following Friday, we back doing the same thing. I'm a witness. I've done it before. You know, we can't keep blaming on everybody and say we can't. Only power Satan got is what we give him. You know, we don't give him no ammunition to fight against us, and he can't do that. You know, we got to use that word. We got to know when it's him. You know, because there's some people that's out here, that's all they come to do is get in your life, make you miserable, make you unhappy, get you away from God, and then when it's all said and done, you don't watch it. They're going to stab you in the back. They're going to go on about their business. And people fail to realize that these demonic spirits are real. Some people got them and don't know it. Some people are so angry, you know, they don't know it. Some people are so depressed, they don't know it. Until you push that button, especially if they're angry, you push that button. That's one thing you don't want to do. Push nobody but it's angry, frustrated. You know, like my pastor said, you put that D in front of anger. You got danger. You got consequences. Somebody can lose their life. Somebody can get beat. Somebody can get truly hurt. But, you know, that's life. You know, quit blaming the devil, Satan, his demonic force, his crew. Time we got to step back and evaluate ourselves. And realize when you point a finger at somebody, you got three fingers pointing back at you. So with that being said, you know, we're asking, you know, was it me or did Satan make me do it? If you have any comments, questions, or response to this topic, press 1. We would love to hear your voice. We would love to hear what you got to say. We want the people out there to interact. You know, we want to make this interesting. We want to see where you come from. You know, we're here to agree or disagree. But it's one thing about it. we're going to love you anyway. Because there's one thing you can't do. You can't stop the barbershop crew for love. You can't stop us from love. You might quit talking to us, don't want to see us. But the show can't stop us, but that's what God wanted. God wanted everybody to love each other. And that's what we should do. I see we got a caller for Trina, last number 3179. We have 9 minutes. Make your comments or stuff short. Hello?
Hey, bro, how you doing? This is Elder Wilson.
Hey, Elder Wilson.
Good. God bless you and bless Katrina. How you doing, too?
I'm fine. How are you?
We doing good. Very good topic. I'm glad the pastor preached on anger today because that's one of the areas that we overlook a lot of time, and a lot of people get in a lot of trouble because they let anger take them too far. Just give a word from that. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, it tells you about the works of the flesh and the works of the spirit. And you know, you look at the works of the flesh, this is what a lot of people are keying on, is that they're blaming the devil, but they really haven't checked out the word. They haven't checked out whether they're adultery, fornication, witchcraft, all the different things, bitterness and anger and all that. And all that is just the work of the flesh. And because they haven't checked it out, a lot of times they don't understand it. And then what happens is that the enemy takes advantage of them. You know, and then sometimes only we can recognize the devil and the spirit that he brings. We only recognize it as the Holy Spirit is abiding in your life. So if the Holy Spirit is not abiding in people's life, they can't recognize it.
Amen. We got another caller, 6317, 6317, you're on the air. Hello?
What's going on, Deacon?
What's going on, Pastor?
How you doing?
You're doing good, Pastor. What's going on, Pastor?
Hey, I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
hey, your buddy Elder Wilson and Katrina out here.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody weekend going? Going
good. Great.
That's good.
Well,
I just thought I'd take
about
a little time out. I hadn't really had a chance. I'm out with the family, so I just thought I'd call in and just, you know, give my wishes.
Oh, okay. You know, well, we appreciate your wishes.
I just stopped in just to say hello. I said, I'm out here spending a little family time, but I still had to call in to my brother and give my support.
Hey, well, you know, your love and support are always good to me no matter what, you know.
I appreciate
from the bottom of my heart, thank you for, you know, calling in and checking on us. We good. We miss you. That's one thing about it. We understand that you're spending time with the family, and that's good, you know. You know, but like I said, that's where the first ministry starts, at home. So we hope you enjoy the family. We thank you for coming in. Give everybody our love and hugs and kisses from the barber shop. We appreciate you stopping in.
Most definitely. Elder and my sister on the other end. Y'all stay encouraged, and y'all as always keep me in prayer as I keep y'all in prayer.
We got you, Pastor.
All right, y'all have a good evening.
All right, you have a good one too. But yeah, I mean, this is what the barbershop is all about. We like to have fun. We like to tell it like it is, you know. And that's one of the main things God has brought on. How we got to keep it real. We got to keep it like the young folks say. You got to keep it 100. You know, but, you know, people are looking for people who are going to keep it real. They're going to look for true people who are going to give them some courage and words. So there's a lot of people that's out there that's looking for that but don't know where to look to. And, you know, like we said, you know, that's what Satan's doing, is trying to keep them away from the church, keep them away from people like us who are going to encourage you regardless and show you some love. We don't care what your background, who your mom is, who your dad is, or what, you know. We call to do God's will. We call to show you love and encourage you and invite you to church and tell you how good God is. That's why I say we have to tell our testimony more than we think we should. because we don't know what someone's going through unless we, you know, we talk to them. And a lot of them don't want to talk to us because they don't see too many people in the church that keep beating them across the head, keep beating them instead of showing that love and compassion. You know, once we start opening up, showing that love and compassion, people will really start opening up and asking for help. They don't want to come because there's a lot of people out there in the world now. It's because they went to church and got church hurt, or they seen something that wasn't right. And people done said something, and then done made them say, well, you know, if the people in the church do it, why should I go to church? I might as well stay in the situation I am. But my thing is, just because one person done it to you, don't mean somebody else out there at another church that'll do it to you. But you have to ask God to guide you to the right church, and He know what church you to go to. That's why I say, you know your right from wrong. If God told you not to go there, why would you go there? You know, because there's a lot of false prophets out here. People don't want to believe it, but it is. You know, you just got some churches that want your money. They're gonna tell you what you want to hear, and then you got some that don't want to tell you the real truth. Don't want to keep it real or wrong to you. You know, all some of these churches just want your money so they can go on about their. And when you need some help or you need somebody to talk to because you're going through in your marriage or you're going through something with the kids or you done lost your job or you about to get foreclosed on your home and you hear you trying to go talk to the pastor or something, or you got to book an appointment. I'd rather for my pastor to know my name and call me by a number. You know, and don't think that God can't bless these small churches to do some big things, because I've seen God do it. Our church is for one. We don't pay our church off with a small number. So you ain't got to be in no big mega church. Them big mega churches, them pastors don't know you by name. You know, well, you just got to ask God to give you the strength and guide you to the right place where you can use your gift, where you can go. You know that's going to be kept when you need it. You know, we just can't keep going from church to church to church. This one's demonic spirit in some deep church. Sitting right next to you, don't even know. And that thing you know, they're like, Pastor, one person get angry, dog, you ain't got mad. It's like that domino effect. I get mad, boom, then that thing no Katrina get mad, boom, that thing no Elder Wilson get mad, boom, that thing no Jerome mad. They done got mad because I done got mad at somebody, and then he's trying to figure out what happened. But we got to show that love and support, you know. And we can't keep blaming the devil. It's going to be sooner or later that you're going to have to self responsibility for yourself. That's when you become mature. That's when you become a man or a woman. When you step back and yourself, you're open to it. Quit blaming the devil. Quit blaming the devil. That's all we ask you today. Quit blaming the devil. You've given him too much power. He said that. He just laughed and he's like, I got him. I got him. You know, it's crazy. Well, we down to 50 seconds, you know, like I said, y'all know me. I love to get on, but, you know, we have to do what God says, so we just going out 30 minutes for keep the barbershop praying. Then we will hit that hour or that hour and a half, you know, that 2 hours. But we encourage everybody that's listening, invite somebody to come on next Sunday. It's Easter Sunday, and we're going to still have a good show. You know, we want everybody to enjoy your Easter and remember that God died for all of us, no matter what the situation is. You know, he's the head. And, you know, without him, all of us be in trouble. We all supposed to be in trouble for the things that we done. But you know, God gave us his grace and mercy. With that being said, this is your boy, your host, Deacon Chance Odom, coming to you live from the barbershop. You all have a best week. I love you.
Love you too, bro. God bless you. God bless you, Katrina.
Thank you. Same to you.
Amen.